Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Lots of great things happening, lots of horrible things happening, and we'll get to all of them. Let me start with our cities just destroyed. Every Democrat-run city has been destroyed, and most of them are run by black Democrats, and it doesn't help at all, because black kids still run wild and loot and go wilding, as they say. Just hundreds of kids, most of them black, looting and robbing and mugging and attacking in Chicago this weekend, in Los Angeles this weekend. Let's go to the videotape, Chris, and let them listen to the sounds of what's happening in Los Angeles.
The video into our newsroom shows hundreds of people crowding an Arco near Central and Alondra. After smashing the door, dozens of looters flooded into the store, grabbing anything they could. L.A. Sheriff's deputies tell us there were thousands of dollars worth of merchandise stolen and 1,000 more in damages. This as deputies deal with numerous street takeovers throughout the city. Deputies say they couldn't intervene because of safety concerns, as they were very outnumbered. Only one arrest was made last night related to those takeovers.
This is what happens when you have Democrat mayors. This is what happens when you have bleeding hearts. This is what happens when you have racists who think black people can do no wrong and poor people can do no wrong and people of color can do no wrong. But every time a white cop shoots a black guy, it's murder! It's murder! Burn down the country! I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And again, you know, maybe not every kid in that incident in Chicago was black. Maybe not every kid in that incident in Los Angeles is black. But my eyes don't lie. The majority were certainly black, if not all black. A lot of them were black. Most of them were black. Maybe there were some Latino teens that were illegal aliens mixed in, but it looked like all black to my naked eye. And it's just, you know, you're talking about cities with black mayors. Chicago has a black mayor. Los Angeles has a black mayor. So it doesn't even help. Are black mayors racist against black people? Why are black people complaining? Are they not getting their fair share from a black mayor? So it's just the same nonsense. Everywhere you go, you have black leaders and liberals, white liberals, complaining black people get this, black people don't get that. Everything's about black people. Everything's about reparations. Everything's about how racist critical race theory, how racist and evil the white race is in this nation has been. And you're creating a generation that just runs loose and wants to kill and maim and rob and loot and burn. And it just is not good. It's not good. A teen takeover. Here's the headline. Teen takeover terrorizes Chicago as hundreds of teenagers destroy property and attack tourists. So the same thing happened in Chicago. The same thing happened in Los Angeles. And by the way, you heard the news crew in L.A. I think that was KABC in L.A. You heard them say that the police watched and did nothing because there weren't enough policemen. Oh, that's a good sign, isn't it? When you're in trouble and 300 people are breaking down the door to your store and they're all going to come in and knock you to the ground and kick you in the face and maybe kill you or certainly hurt you badly, give you the beating of a lifetime, and it'll take you weeks to recover, if ever, mentally. When that's about to happen, they're going to steal all the products in your store that you've worked your whole life for. There's nobody there to help you. There's no one. Because you've defunded the police, and you've demoralized the police, and you've forced the police to retire, and you've also, those police that are left, their hands are tied behind their back. I'm sure police forces have also hired incompetent policemen just because they're black, just because they're Latino, they got to become policemen because there's a quota system, and maybe they didn't get very good scores, and maybe they are not suited well to be policemen. Maybe they are too rough. Maybe they're going to shoot the wrong person, make a bad decision, but it doesn't matter. They're black, they're Latino, they're of color, they're gay, they're women. They've got to be hired. I say you let everybody take an exam to get in the police department, and whoever scores the highest gets in. And if that's a whole class of women, great. Whole class of blacks, great. Whole class of Latinos, great. Whole class of gays, great. Whoever scores the highest should get in. I'm not against blacks or gays or anybody else, women. As long as you score high enough and you pass the physical test, we don't lower it because you're a woman. As long as you can pass the same test as a man, you should become a policeman. But don't tell me it's okay to go to law school, medical school, or become a policeman, or get into college because you're black, because you're Latino, because you're poor, because you're gay, because you're transgender, because then you're getting people who don't deserve the job or don't deserve the slot at college. It's crazy. The wilding in Chicago in the business district, and then separate from the wilding in the business district on, I think it was last night, I think it was Sunday night, but separate from that, 35 shot and 8 fatally, 35 shot, 8 fatally in weekend violence across Chicago. So in other words, 38 people got shot, 8 of them dead. And there were just shootings all over Chicago. And it's almost always in black neighborhoods, and it's blacks shooting blacks, blacks killing blacks. It's a black genocide on the streets of Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore. It's black on black crime. And it's a genocide. They're killing each other, and nobody cares. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? But you know where the new Chicago mayor-elect is? His name is Brandon Johnson, and he's a radical Democrat, radical communist, radical black guy who hates white people, hates police, hates business owners. So he makes his first statement as mayor-elect. He looks at the wilding. He looks at them looting and robbing and torching, and he tells Chicagoans not to demonize the teens who terrorized and unleashed violent chaos on the city. I'm sure he's going to blame it on the businessmen again. Because when they asked him during the campaign, he blamed all of Chicago's problems on the business leaders not being willing to pay enough in taxes. How is Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson approaching the situation? He's already an apologist for the violence gripping the city. He says, in no way do I condone the destructive activity. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Let me kneel before you, oh God, Brandon Johnson. You're not going to condone the destructive activity. Oh, what a great guy you are. We saw on the Loop and the Lakefront this weekend. It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities. That's his answer. So it's the community's fault, and black children are starved of opportunities. You know, I went to an all-black middle school and an almost all-black high school. Let's see. So my high school was 75 through 79. So my middle school was 73 through 75. So back in 1973, every one of my class was black. Back in 1975, almost every one of my entire class was black. And they got the exact same opportunities that I did. Nobody held them back. No one told them they could not be lawyers or doctors or businessmen or politicians or whatever they wanted to be. I was in the same classes as them. And if they didn't make it, it's not my fault. I made it. I graduated valedictorian. And then I went to Columbia University and I graduated Dean's List. And I've been successful every year since in the business world. And I've worked my ass off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't tell me that I owe anybody anything. I owe nobody nothing. And I never saw anyone holding back a black person. If the school was all black and I was one of the only white people, the only person being held back was me. And I didn't let them hold me back. I was threatened, I was beaten, I was tortured, I was robbed, and I was almost killed twice. So don't tell me anything about me owing anything to anybody else. Whoever's the minority gets tortured. And it just so happens that there are places where whites are in the majority, and I'm sure black people over years have not been treated nicely, and I was the white kid in the minority, and I was treated badly. Just as badly as any black person in the South. I was beaten and robbed every day of my lunch and my lunch money and chased on the way home, and my life was threatened again and again and again until I learned how to fight, and I kicked their ass, and then they all respected me and became my friends. And from that point on, we all shook hands and high-fived each other, and it was great. But my point is I had to fight my way to respectability. And if you let people run wild, rampage through the streets, and they know the police won't stop them, they know no one has the guts to stop them, you're never going to stop this. Never. Those are the lessons I learned. You can't stop them until you learn how to beat the crap out of someone who's bad, and then they become your friend. They respect you. It's the only thing they respect is power. That's it. The U.S. stores that close their doors, you hear my voice is very hoarse, and for good reason, because I did a bunch of interviews again today, and so there's only so much in the tank. If you're going to do 5 or 6 book interviews every day before you ever get to the radio or the TV, you're going to lose your voice, and that's where I'm at. But it's here, and I'm able to talk, so we'll keep going. The U.S. stores that close their doors due to rampant theft. So this is an article in the U.K. Daily Mail this weekend. And it's about major retailers that have been forced to shut their shops due to millions of dollars in losses as rampant theft plagues stores across the country. In 2021, companies lost a combined $94.5 billion to theft and other types of inventory loss. And here the Daily Mail lists all the big box stores which have been forced to close their doors after being savaged by rising theft. And it shows all the cities it's going on in. Here's Target, here's Walgreens, here's Macy's, and the stores they're closing all across the country. Here's Best Buy, here's Bed Bath & Beyond. Unbelievable. All these stores, this is just the big box retailers. I'm sure small retailers and small businesses have been hit even worse because they can't take millions of dollars in inventory loss. These guys can, and yet they're all leaving the inner city. That's going to be the result of all this. You're going to hear black people and minorities say, I got to go 5 miles, 10 miles to go shopping because there are no stores left in my neighborhood. It's really sad because 98% of the black neighborhood is nice, law-abiding people, and the 2% are ruining their lives. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne LaRue, welcome back to the show. See what happens with just my voice was dying, and then I sucked on a Amio Life lozenge. I always advertise them on this show. They're fantastic. And I've been sucking on those lozenges for 7 years. I've been on radio and TV. And this is the 8th year I've been on radio and TV. I had my 7-year anniversary on February 7th. So we're now in year number 8, and the minute I suck on it, my voice makes a comeback, and then when it starts to go weak, the next ad break, I suck on it again. Those lozenges are amazing. They've got structured silver in them, the same thing I drink all day with my structured silver formula, solution they call it, structured silver solution. But it just boosts your immune system. But when you suck on it, it coats your throat and helps you to stop, you know, the problems with my voice and my throat with so much talking. But, you know, I got to do a lot of talking all day because that's what I do. That's what I was born to do. Colgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver from Colgate Capital, the official gold and silver dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. They will sell you to your, you know, they'll deliver it to your door, or they'll deliver it to your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. 100% insured, only physical gold. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. If it isn't bad enough that I've been reporting on how the cities are just filled with crime and crime waves and rioting and looters and burners, tortures and wilding of all these wild kids, Chinese agents were arrested for operating a police station in the middle of New York City. The Department of Justice, along with local law enforcement and other federal agencies and the state of New York, announced the arrest of two individuals accused of establishing and operating an illegal Chinese regime police station in the middle of New York City to keep an eye on Chinese residents. So it was in Chinatown, and they were keeping an eye on Chinese people who came to America. And if you said something wrong, if you're a dissident and you said, the president of China, Xi, is a bad guy, Chinese communist system is a bad system, people are being tortured, people are being sent to concentration camps. You say stuff like that, they'd come and they'd arrest you or shoot you or, threaten you, intimidate you. And I'm sure the DOJ and Biden, who's owned by China, would say, see, we're the good guys. We actually did that. We arrested these guys. What they're not telling you is I knew about this police station in the middle of China for 2 years now, maybe 3 years, and nobody did a damn thing about it. So finally they did something because they were embarrassed and they were afraid with an election coming up that they've let a Chinese police station operate inside the United States. It took them 3 years to finally arrest guys that I knew about 3 years ago. And then, when you want to know why things are going as bad as they do, I've always argued it's one of the downfalls of Vegas, even though we're booming at the moment. You know, we have more traffic. We have more people coming to the Strip. We have more people staying on the Strip. We're really a boom town right now. But having said that, there's still a smell of pot everywhere, which I hate, which makes me sick. Smells like skunk. And, of course, I live here, so I don't stay in the hotels, but I hear every floor you get off to your room, it smells like skunk because they're smoking pot in the rooms. And here's an article in the New York Post. Let's be blunt, and I assume that's a pun. Let's be blunt. Legal weed is turning New York workers into zombies. And the article is about the fact that everywhere you go in New York City, now that weed is legal, pot is legal, marijuana is legal, whatever word you want to use, blunts are legal. That's a marijuana cigarette. So that's why they said, let's be blunt. Ha, 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 ha. They say the whole town smells like skunk. Everywhere you go, it smells like pot. If you walk into a Broadway play, it smells like pot. If you walk into a bathroom of a nice hotel, it smells like pot. If you walk into the bathroom of a nice restaurant, it smells like pot. And the workers are all dumb zombies, dumb as doorknobs. It's not me saying this. This is the article saying that any store you walk into, you have to say what you want three times because the young person behind the counter goes, These people are such morons when they smoke pot. It destroys their brain cells. It takes away all ambition and makes you a lazy son of a bitch. And that's the problem. There's the problem in a nutshell, okay? I've always agreed we should have medical marijuana. But legal pot for everybody is a disaster for the country. You cannot find good employees anymore. I've said this on the show, but now I've got the article in the New York Post to back me up what's happened in New York City. And you wonder why the lead story this weekend in the UK Daily Mail was that Americans fleeing Democrat high-tax cities and running to cheaper, sunnier, Republican-dominated red state boom towns, Florida. They mentioned Las Vegas, Nevada. They mentioned Reno, Nevada. They mentioned every city in Texas. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. You can see what's happening.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now!
Welcome USA News Update. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. Breon Peace is a top federal prosecutor in New York.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. An Ohio grand jury is not going to bring charges against Akron police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Jaylen Walker. That shooting, which happened last June, involved 8 officers, 7 of whom were white, took place after Walker fled a traffic stop. Wall Street's kicking off a busy earnings week on a positive note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 100 points to 33,987. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 41,51. And the NASDAQ rose 34 points to 12,157. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll be right back.
The Root's on fire. This segment of the show, we got a great guest coming up, Joel Gilbert, talking about Michelle Obama. He thinks she'll be the next presidential candidate. Joel and I are going to spar on this one because I think it's Michelle in second place. I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I think Michelle's going to have to fight all the way to the nomination with Gavin Newsom. But either way, we both agree it won't be Biden. And I do agree Michelle's the backup to Gavin Newsom, but I don't think she wants it. I really don't. But she could be the vice president to Gavin Newsom. But he thinks it's Michelle. So we'll talk about that in a second. Have a little debate on the air. Z-Stack and Z-Shield are the sponsors of this segment of the show. Dr. Zelenko wants to protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield. He worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. He died last year of lung cancer. He dedicated his life to keeping all of us safe. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses, and he developed a Z-Shield. Dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure that you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com, ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife. Use promo code WAR. All right, we've got Joel Gilbert with us. He is an investigative journalist, a filmmaker, an author, a director of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Get the DVD and the book at MichelleObama24.com. Joel Gilbert, how are you? Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, great to be back. Thanks so much.
So you're this big believer that Michelle's going to be the nominee, and there's no question that she's one of the contenders, if not the top prospect. But I believe that they're going to wind up with Gavin Newsom as the nominee. He's a very handsome guy. He's kind of Kennedy-esque handsome from the 1960s, and women go gaga over him, and he's clearly positioning himself. He's got California's electoral delegates behind him. And I just don't know if Michelle Obama wants to be president with all the jokes about whether she's a man, a woman, a transgender, and where her penis is. All the things I hear, I must get 100 emails a day that Michelle Obama's a man. I don't believe that's true, but I'm just saying to you,
no.
She doesn't want to put herself in that position to be, you know, just tortured all day long and the most hated person in America. I think she'd be embarrassed to do that. What's her pedigree to be president?
Yeah, look, my take is I've been following the Obamas for years. People know I made this film called Dreams from My Real Father about Obama's background, that I said his real dad is not the Kenyan Obama, but the man who raised him in Hawaii, the communist out of Chicago named Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been following the Obamas for years, and I noticed a couple of years ago that Michelle is following the exact same formula that Barack did to become president. Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry in 2004. Keynote speaker is the one who introduces the candidate at the convention, and typically that's the person they think will be the nominee at the next convention. Sure enough, Michelle introduced Joe Biden. She was the keynote speaker. Barack wrote his autobiography that he based his candidacy on called Dreams from My Father. Michelle wrote her own autobiography called Becoming and went on a world book tour. She's got a second autobiography out right now that she's going to be on Netflix next week. She'll be on The Tonight Show this Wednesday. And lastly, Barack had a voter registration organization called Project Vote in Chicago before he became president. Sure enough, Michelle started something called When We All Vote. She's been registering people to vote for a couple of years. So I see her doing the exact same thing, raising her profile. She's not going anywhere. She's a highly political person. That's what I did in this movie, in this book. I went back and interviewed her high school classmates, elementary school teachers, classmates, principals, neighbors, even her mother, you name it. She's a highly political person from a political family. Her father was a precinct captain in Chicago, and she is all politics all the time. She's actually a better speaker, comes across more authentic, better politician than Barack really ever was. So I'm convinced that she is quietly positioning herself that when Joe Biden says he's not running, which I think he'll do sometime in the fall, the party will have no choice but to turn to Michelle Obama, who can raise $100 million in a week and has a huge national following based on 15 years of huge positive media profile feedback, hundreds of magazine covers, talk shows, you name it. Gavin Newsom, I think, is really going for VP. He's got a poor record in California. He's got no personality. He has no national following. So I think it's really being set up for Michelle.
Yeah, you and I think he's got a poor record, but the reality is Democrats think he's got a great record. I mean, I think he's a joke. He's a failed governor that's that's a tyrannical, authoritarian, you know, Soviet-like, Nazi-like crazy man who locked everyone down while he himself was running around to the best restaurants in town, made them all mask while he was unmasked, made them all vaccinated, and my understanding is he did get vaccinated, and that's why he disappeared for about 3 weeks from the public eye, because he had a drooping face, and which would make a lot of sense. But, you know, he's a handsome, movie star handsome guy. He's got great connections. He's in Nancy Pelosi's family. I believe she's his aunt. And he can raise money very quickly, too. So I think the two of them, one way or another, you think she'll be, and he'll be, she'll be president, he'll be VP. I think he'll be the presidential candidate, she'll be the VP. Or she'll be the next president 4 years after that if he doesn't win. But I don't see her. She really, I don't know, I just can't imagine. What's her pedigree? She's a housewife. What has she done to be president of the United States of America?
No, look, she spent years as an executive in Chicago. She worked for the mayor of Chicago with Valerie Jarrett. I chronicle in the film how Michelle was the assistant planning commissioner for the city of Chicago, and she was actually responsible with Valerie Jarrett for knocking down the projects at Cabrini Green. She made 20,000 black people homeless. And then she went on to work for the University of Chicago Medical Center.
Yeah, but that was off Obama. I mean, they only hired her because she was Obama's wife,
well, but
and that wasn't a real job.
Well, her job was to prevent the black people from the south side of Chicago from using the University of Medical Center emergency room. She'd put them in these vans and dump them in these crappy clinics. So she has executive experience, and she has 8 years in the White House as a first lady.
So you're saying she's kind of anti-black, even though she's known as the black, you know, first black president's wife. She's done lousy things for the black community, is that right?
She exploited the black community in Chicago. She ran away from them for her education every step of the way. Elementary school, she was removed from the schools with black kids. She should have gone to high school a block from her house, and she went an hour and a half away to study with white kids. Went to Princeton. She's always run away from the black community. I have it in my film and book. Black people would call her an Oreo, which is a big insult, which means you're black on the outside and white on the inside.
Yeah.
So they would beat her up. She was afraid of black people. She even said, I got her on tape. She says, I was afraid to go out of my house. They would beat her up for acting white and talking white. She married a biracial guy, and she always worked for white people to deal with their problems with black people. They couldn't hire a white person to kick black people out of the emergency room. So Michelle always got paid really well to deal with black people who were not doing what the white elites wanted them to do. So that's Michelle's biggest problem, is she pretends to be part of this black community and wants them to think that she's one of them, but really she exploited them her whole life. And if you look at what the Democrat Party has done in the last 6 months, they eliminated Iowa. It's no longer the first primary state where you have to go to 100 counties and campaign. They made South Carolina the first primary.
And I think Nevada's the second, right? My state, Nevada's
well,
number two.
Well, but Michelle claims South Carolina as her home state because her grandparents are from South Carolina, and she used to go there for reunions in the summers when she was growing up. They also moved the convention to Chicago where they can anoint, you know, hometown girl Michelle Obama. So everything's been quietly set up for Michelle Obama. She's got the Netflix special coming out. She's kept a very high profile. And I think there's just no question that she's the most beloved Democrat. Nothing makes Democrats happier than the word Obama. It would just thrill them if she was running.
I'm going to put you on the spot. It's a serious question, Joe. Why do you think every Republican I know thinks she's a man?
Well, because, look, Joan Rivers came out with that joke. She said Michelle's a transgender. Joan Rivers is a comedian. Now, because of Michelle's America bashing, people picked up on it as kind of a way to joke around on the Internet and say, oh, she's a dude. She's definitely not a dude. It's just a joke. And it's not true. So that's something that people kind of ran with because of Joan Rivers. She's a comedian, folks. She's not telling something that's real.
Yeah, well, I think it's more than Joan Rivers, but I think everybody's gotten this belief that she looks like a man. She's got shoulders like a linebacker, like a Chicago Dick Butkus linebacker.
I know.
People make jokes that she's a guy. I never said she was.
No.
I'm just saying that's all I ever hear from people is she's a guy. And don't forget, I've heard from great sources. Her I know nothing about, but great sources tell me Barack Obama is gay or bisexual, used to hang out in the gay clubs of Chicago and go to the gay baths of Chicago. So what's he doing married to her, or I should say, what's she doing married to him if she's in fact a straight woman? Why is she married to him? Well, maybe it's a lesbian married to a gay guy. I don't know.
No,
but it seems like it's a marriage of convenience, no?
I know. No, it's not that. Look, Michelle's big is not a dude. Her biggest problem is that she's more white than she is black. She, as I said, she grew up running away from the black community. And so you see her now for the first time in her life with these kind of African-American hairstyles and putting on a phony urban accent to try to manipulate black voters into thinking that she's one of them. and she's been doing this for years. People don't remember that Michelle was on the top 25 international best-dressed list in the year 2005. I interviewed her celebrity hairdresser she had from age 18. She was a huge fashionista going on the Miracle Mile in Chicago, all these designer clothes, Maria Pinto, Ikram Goldman, and she was a huge fashionista. Then she shows up on the campaign trail for Barack Obama in 2008. Dressed as a homeless person. She doesn't comb her hair. She wears a sweater. She wears an oversized, t-shirt. Doesn't even do anything, no makeup, because she couldn't show up and say, hey, I'm a Harvard lawyer elite just like my husband. She had to say, well, I'm just this 1950s housewife from the southern, states.
Yeah, well, she's the housewife. One that said I'm a 1950s housewife. How can you be president of the United States when you've really never achieved things that a president's supposed to
achieve? She's a total phony. She's very manipulative, but she's not a dude.
All right. Now, I didn't think she was a dude. I'm just saying that's a problem for her, that everybody thinks she's a dude. That's all I'm saying. I can't hide the fact that every single person I know thinks she's a dude. And I keep saying, no, she's not a dude, but she just looks like a dude. All right. Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist. Hey, look, you may be proven right, and you will be very popular on the conservative talk circuit if you are right. His new book's at MichelleObama24.com. You're betting on Michelle. I'm betting on Gavin Newsom. We shall see. I think Michelle's looking for something big, though. Maybe VP, maybe president. We'll see. Joel Gilbert, always interesting. Thank you, Joel. God bless, man. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Oh my God, if you were here for the halftime show, oh my God, the things that we say in the break, let's put it this way. My show is R-rated. I'm a shock jock. I'm the shock jock of and the bad boy of conservative talk. But our halftime shows, our breaks, are like X-rated. Oh, my God. If you were out here, the things we said, you'd be rolling on the floor with laughter. We hold nothing back. Chris O'Sullivan in my ear and myself are just like watching Milton Berle at that, what's that club called in New York City where they tell jokes and... Friars Club, that's it. Chris, you're good. Friars Club. Milton Berle was famous for being Uncle Milty until he got on stage at the Friars Club, and he let loose with words that you couldn't imagine coming out of the mouth of Uncle Milty. And people told me it was the most incredible barrage of filth you've ever heard in your life coming from Milton Berle. Who else? Don Rickles you expect it from, but you never expect it from Milton Berle. You know, you really don't. So, anyway... Amio Life, what you expect from Amio Life is great health, and that's why they sponsor the show. Amio Life's one of my favorite companies. They joined me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, and I gargle with their natural silver mouthwash and their silver gel. I put it on my face each night before bedtime, and their silver lozenges. I suck on them all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I don't know how I'd survive without my Amio Life products. And now they're offering my listeners a special 50% discount. I didn't say 5, and I didn't say 15. I said 50, as in 50 cent, as in 50. 50% discount on their entire product line. All you do is say Root 50, and you got your 50% discount on the best health products that you will ever find. AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, or call them directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Root 50. All right. So you know that I wrote a book called The Great Patriot Boycott Book, number one bestseller. For 3 weeks since it's been out, about 3 weeks now, and actually it's been a number one bestseller for 4 weeks. It was a bestseller. It was number one in many categories before it even came out. So now it's 4 weeks, 3 weeks out, and 4 weeks is number one in many categories at Amazon. And certainly 4 weeks at the very top of every category at Amazon. You know, maybe not number one in every category, but in the top 5 in every category. And the Great Patriot Boycott book is really about the national divorce that we need in America, because we can't live with these crazy people anymore. So two things I recommend. Number one, you know, only buy from conservative companies and boycott liberal companies, woke companies. And number two, move. Get your ass up and move to a red state. Get out of blue states. They're insane. You know, there's a story out about Washington State. In the state of Washington, they just passed a law that says that a person wants to be a transgender and change their gender. A girl, a boy, wants to change to the opposite sex. They no longer need their parents' permission. They could just do it without any parental permission. It's amazing. So if you want your kids to grow up normal, you got to get the hell out of Washington. You got to get the hell out of Oregon. You got to get the hell out of California. You got to get the hell out of New York. You certainly need to get away from Chicago. How the hell can anyone want to live in Chicago anymore with the wilding that goes on there, the crazy youth running through the streets, just beating up whoever they see and breaking every door down and robbing and looting every store? It's really amazing, and you can just expect this is just going to get worse and worse. We've created animals, just animals. This country is filled with animals who don't have a father in the house, and they run through the streets like wild dogs or coyotes. And they just rip things apart, and they rip people apart. In California, in Compton, they had the same kind of wilding event. And they literally, there was a gal in their way, a white girl. Can you imagine this happen? A mob of white people descended on a black girl, an innocent black girl, who happened to be coming out of the store, and they just all started pummeling her. That's what they did to the white girl. Mob of black kids pummeled a white girl, and nobody cares. There's no riots in the streets. There's no nationwide boycott. There's no strike. Does anybody white do anything on behalf of this poor white girl? No. It's just amazing. But black people, my God, if one black person gets hurt at the hands of a white person, you have nationwide protests, nationwide strikes, nationwide riots, nationwide looting and burning. It's unbelievable. So, you know, and you can expect there's probably going to be looting and burning now in Akron, Ohio. If I could find an article, I don't even know where it is, but I know they just found policeman will not be indicted for killing a black kid. And I just I don't know the details of the story. I really don't. So I won't even get involved in it. I just know that police shot and killed a black kid. And the black community wanted the policeman, not the policeman, but policemen, a bunch of them, to be indicted. And the grand jury ruled, nope, there's nothing to indict. So you know there's going to be rioting in Akron. Here's a letter from one of my fans. Richard says the weekend riots across the country are identical to 1965 Watts riots with the same results. I remember how the people of Watts, screamed over having to travel miles to shop because the local businesses near them were nothing but ashes. Well, boo-hoo, here we go again. The mobs did their holiday shopping early as they did this weekend. Of course, the so-called leaders will most likely blame this sorry affair on racism. The result will be more retailers shuttering their stores. Look at the criminals who run these crime-ridden cities. Same bigots, same racists, still on the take from the perennial instigator leaders. We are losing control of our major cities when the crew calling the shots in these cities are the new generation of the same gang of illiterates. This will never change. P.S. I lived in Portland for 21 years. Look what a sewer Portland has turned into, says Rich of Las Vegas. Thank you, Rich, for your letter. All very true. Terrible situation in all Democrat-run cities.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.